Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my mobile site, which is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch videos that we've conducted, and all the videos are anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes, by the way, and if you want to get all of them, you can, right now, the best place to go is to go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. We have one posted on the website. We post a different one every week, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend. Grace Marie, this is your 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, and happy anniversary to you for keeping the small business community so well informed, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that, of course.
It's a wonderful, unique, valuable role that you play in helping the most important sector of our economy, small businesses, keep moving forward.
They are the most important, no question about it. I know you feel like, as I do, that they're our heroes. And Grace Marie, by the way, folks, is the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N. It's a think tank focused on free market solutions for healthcare, which is the opposite of Obamacare. As we know, folks, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, on the basically four different cases. Four different elements. One is whether it's a tax or not, whether the mandate gives rise to a tax or a penalty. If it's a tax, great Grace Marie, they'll determine, since the tax hasn't been levied, they can't hear the case. Is that right?
That's right.
If they decide it's a penalty, then they'll consider the others, which are being discussed today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. And that's, you know, you raise an interesting question, Jim. If the court were to decide that the penalty for not purchasing government-mandated health insurance is actually a tax, we may actually get that decision relatively soon.
Yeah, that's my question. Why would they?
Yeah, it'd be easy for them to just say, "I'm sorry, this is not right for decisions."
Go ahead and punt.
Yesterday morning, the court does several different kinds of business when it conducts its sessions, and they actually issued another ruling yesterday morning, completely unrelated to this case, where they basically said, "We are going to decide a case." Because, yes, it's difficult, and this is a difficult case, but we think that's our responsibility. So I think it was maybe a little bit of foreshadowing that, yes, we understand that the country is really holding its breath, waiting to decide, needing us to decide whether or not this law is constitutional, so we're going to get down to business and make that decision. And I actually, there was some banter yesterday between the justices and a couple of the attorneys, where they were saying, you know, where Justice Kennedy actually said, "Well, aren't you anxious to hear what our decision is?" Yes, we are all holding our breath. The country is waiting.
We're waiting with bated breath. Now, today, the arguments will be primarily over whether the mandate is constitutional, whether the government has the authority to require a private citizen anywhere in America to buy a product, to buy some good or service. And their argument the government's argument is that it falls within the parameters of the Commerce Clause, which allows the government to regulate commerce across state lines. That's the government's argument, right?
Government argues that, I mean, it seems to me that their basic arguments come down to, you know, we need health reform. This is what we passed, and therefore it's constitutional. I don't think it's, you know, it's hard for me to get any deeper than that. They're saying, yes, of course it's commerce, because health care is commerce. Mm-hmm. But this is stretching the Commerce Clause further than it ever has gone before, literally, I think, to the breaking point. Because they're saying that even if you decide you don't want to engage in commerce, you don't want to purchase health insurance, you may not even want to ever go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We think you might. And
that's not commerce.
That's not commerce. But they're saying, nope, we can force you to engage in commerce because we think you might need health care someday, whether you like it or not. And not only that, but we've decided you have to pay for that with health insurance, not out of your own pocket.
Right, right.
Never, ever, any other time in history has the federal government told us that we have to spend our own personal money on a private product that may cost as much as $20,000 a year for a family.
Or pay a penalty.
By the time this is up and running.
Or pay a penalty.
Or pay a fine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks,
what
Grace Marie just described to you is the essence of why I believe that Obamacare is assault on our liberties. It's an assault on the Constitution. And it is, but even not almost as bad as that, it's not even a good way to reform health care.
It's not a good way to reform health care.
Because parts of it have either fallen off or been lopped off. How many different pieces have fallen off or been lopped off since it started?
A couple of them. This is like a raindrop on top of an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing what they've done already compared to what's coming. The onslaught that's coming, and a lot of people on Capitol Hill, the House voted last week, for example, to repeal the Independent Payment Advisory Board, the rationing board for Medicare. And it's not going to get through the Senate. The president wouldn't sign it. But there were some people who voted against repealing it because they're worried, oh, you'll make Obamacare better. They could repeal an onerous part of this law every week for the next 10 years.
Right.
And it still would be so bad and so toxic that we'd have to repeal the whole thing.
Well, if you think about how they put the thing together and how many pieces have fallen off of it and have been rendered either invalid or twice as expensive as otherwise said, folks, you get the feeling, you get the idea that this thing is a mess, and it's not going to be good for the government to control 1/6 of our economy the way they're planning. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.